Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A Harlan man was arrested following a hit-and-run accident on July 22nd. The Harlan Police Department says officers were called to the 200 block of 7th Street for a person struck by a vehicle, and the vehicle left the scene. When officers arrived, they found the victim, Jacob Reisgard of Harlan. Reisgard was taken to Mercy Medical Center by private vehicle. Following the investigation, 18-year-old Spencer Saylor was charged with failure to stop and render aid, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and willful injury. Saylor was arrested again on July 23rd following a fight near 6th and Dodge. Billy Scheffler and Kurt Scheffler, both of Harlan, had been assaulted by two males, identified as 20-year-old Jesse Saylor and Spencer Saylor. The Saylor brothers were arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail. Jesse Saylor was charged with assault and possession of a controlled substance. Spencer Saylor was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. One of the bicycles they were riding was found to have been stolen, so Jesse was also charged with possession of stolen property, and Spencer was charged with fifth-degree theft. A Harlan man was arrested following a domestic dispute on July 23rd. The Harlan Police Department says 25-year-old Christopher Smagets was charged with domestic abuse assault displaying a dangerous weapon. Smagets allegedly threatened his wife with knives. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail. A Villisca man was arrested on a valid warrant for fifth-degree theft in Montgomery County Thursday. The sheriff's office says 27-year-old Garrett Allen Winther was also charged with possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on full bond. The Glenwood Police Department reports four arrests this week. On Sunday, 23-year-old Christopher Courtney of Council Bluffs was arrested for public intoxication. Also on Sunday, 19-year-old Michael Trader of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication. On Tuesday, 31-year-old Timothy Thrulica of Council Bluffs was arrested on two Pottawatomie County warrants. And on Wednesday, 58-year-old Vernon Brent of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication. A Corning man was arrested for forgery this morning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 21-year-old Brandon Manwiller stole three checks, forged the owner's name, and cashed them at the Hy-Vee in Corning. One person was sent to the hospital following a rollover accident in Fremont County Thursday. The Sheriff's Office says the accident occurred at around 4:30 p.m., 2 miles north of 129th Street on Highway 59. A vehicle driven by Dung Thai Nguyen was northbound on Highway 59 when she lost control, entered the westbound ditch, and rolled onto its top. Nguyen was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital by Shenandoah Rescue to be treated for minor injuries. The sheriff's office says neither speed nor alcohol were contributing factors in the accident. The Harlan Police Department had several reports of vehicles that were either broken into or had damage done to them between July 20th and 24th. All of these cases remain under investigation. Citizens are reminded to lock unattended vehicles and report any suspicious activity in their neighborhoods. You may be eligible for rewards paid by Crime Stoppers for any information leading to the arrests and conviction of persons involved. Harlan Community High School students who drop out of high school this school year face the possibility of losing their driver's license. Harlan Community Schools interim superintendent Bob Broomfield.
You know, we just never have had any dropouts historically. In the last couple of years, all of a sudden we're getting, during the course of the year, 17 last year, 19 year before. And that's just too many. And so we're looking at anything we can to kind of slow that progression down and one of the things that's very important sometimes is a driver's license.
Any student under the age of 18 can have their driver's license or learner's permit taken away if they decide to drop out.
If a kid had a reason to not be in school, a job he had to get to or something, we might make an exception, but our plan is not to make an exception. So we just got to, you know, convince the kids it's important to get that high school diploma or more.
Mr. Broomfield says it's not an automatic. A recommendation must be presented to the Iowa Department of Transportation, and they will decide whether or not to take the driver's license. Officials will be reducing the amount of flood water released along the Missouri River. Over the weekend, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will drop the releases from 160,000 cubic feet per second to 150,000. Brigadier General John McMahon says the levees are straining to contain more water than they were designed to hold, and they have to get repairs made before winter weather comes.
Time is both our ally and our enemy here. We can't afford to to give away a single day of time available in order to get the inspections and assessment and repairs moving.
General McMahon says their first concern is clearing the floodplains of water so residents can go back home. Then they'll be working on the levees and dams for months to repair them before the 2012 runoff season begins in March. The Corps will release 150,000 cubic feet of water per second for the next 2 weeks, then cut back steadily to 90,000 cubic feet by the end of August. And the Cass County Fair kicks off this Saturday and runs through August 5th. Fair Board President Dwayne Wyrick says the kids will be bringing in their static exhibits on Saturday, and livestock entries will be coming in as well. A youth dance will also be held from 7 to 10 p.m. And Wyrick said a whole lineup of activities is set for Sunday.
Sunday is the horse show. The community building opens up for the exhibits, the poultry show, the dog show. And that evening we're having the Frank Spillers and some of his people he plays in a band with are going to be doing some musical entertainment, little church music probably before the Queen contest and some other music afterwards. But the Queen contest is that evening also. It's going to be in a little different spot this year. It's going to be up by the community building at the Master Gardener's Garden. It's going to be kind of a neat setting. The bleachers underneath the shade trees, and it'll be really nice up there.
Activities for Monday include the Beef Show, Best of Iowa, Dairy and Goat Show, Watermelon Feed, Grand Champion Beef Selection, and the Pedal Tractor Pulls. Fairgoers can also enjoy a carnival at the Cass County Fair this year. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.